Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game one of three between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting San Jose Giants. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and San Francisco Giants. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting San Jose Giants. Welcome back from the All-Star break. The Grizzlies back in action after 4 days off, much needed days off. The Grizzlies looking to continue their winning ways as the Grizzlies take on their division foe, the San Jose Giants. Your Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 46-40 overall. They are 8-13 in the second half. San Jose, they come in with a record of 52-34. They are 15-6 in the second half. And the Grizzlies, winners last Sunday in Lake Elsinore, a 3-0 shutout win. Their eighth shutout of 2024. And Jace Kaminska, who was named California League Pitcher of the Week, he was outstanding, 7 scoreless innings, he tied his career high with 10 professional strikeouts, only 3 singles allowed, and no walks. He has no walks in 5 of his last 6 outings, and over his last 6 outings, only 1 walk over 35 innings, which includes 42 strikeouts. The Grizzlies had a 3-run inning. It was a third inning where they scored their 3 runs, an RBI single from Braylon Wimmer with 2 outs, and then the next pitch, a 2-run homer from Andy Perez. Perez said it was a changeup that was hanging as he crushed it to right field, his 7th homer of the year. Caleb Hobson added 4 hits to the win as the Grizzlies won 3-0 on July 14th in Lake Elsinore. Now, after a quick break, the Grizzlies back in action tonight as they take on the San Jose Giants in 3 key games here at Chuck Chancey Park. The Grizzlies tonight, they give the ball to left-hander Albert Pacheco, a 3-3 record, a 4.14 ERA, while the Giants, they give the ball to right-hander Shane Rodemaker, a 6-2 record, a 3.46 ERA. And Rodemaker, the last time he faced the Grizzlies, he was outstanding in relief. So great pitching matchup. And Pacheco, who had 8 innings of 1-run ball a couple outings ago against the Giants. And Rodemaker, who had 6 scoreless innings in relief against the Grizzlies last time he pitched against them, they battle it out here for Friday Night Baseball. The Grizzlies transforming into the Lowriders de Fresno, and that brings us to our pregame guest as we bring in our partnership activation manager, Ryan Palmer. First time you'll hear from him this season. We talked about the Lowriders de Fresno. We also talked about a couple upcoming promotions as well, which includes Fresno State Night in September, where his alma mater will be celebrated here at Chuck Chancey Park. We also talked to Ryan about what he likes to do when he's not at the ballpark. Our pregame guest is Ryan Palmer. When we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You'll see Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with the Grizzlies manager of partnership activation, Ryan Palmer. Thanks for taking time in this interview.
Thanks for having me, Steven.
So first question I have for you, we have a lot of promotions coming up, but this weekend, Lowriders de Fresno cruising to town. Talk a little bit about the importance of this weekend.
Yeah, Lowriders de Fresno is something that we've been doing here for a while here at Chuck Chancey Park. A great opportunity for us to, you know, show different, reach different cultures in the community and everything. A really cool way for us to bring a new alias into the team for the weekend and gets the fans, you know, really excited to see some new uniforms out here and stuff, and some really cool activations that we do around the ballpark. So
there are some lowriders in attendance the next couple of days as well, too. So make sure you come on down to check those out. But it's not only the only promotions that we have. We have a lot coming up in August. A lot of home games. And I know one of them is very close to your heart. You're a Fresno State guy. We have Fresno State Night. Talk about that.
We sure do. Yeah, Fresno State Night is actually coming up in September. It'll be on September 5th. We're going to have some really cool opportunities out here with our friends over at Fresno State. So we're going to have Victory Bulldog out here, the live mascot, and we'll have Time Out here as well, which will be really cool to be able to see our friends from Fresno State over here at Chickchansey Park, and getting to collaborate with a lot of on-campus programs, student-led programs that, you know, will be a new addition here to the ballpark this year, which we're really excited about.
We also have Stand Up to Cancer Night. We also have Back to School Night, a couple really emotional promotions that we have here at Chickchansey Park. But I want to talk first about Stand Up to Cancer Night and the importance of being able to, you know, show how much we care here in Fresno.
Absolutely. Yeah. Stand Up to Cancer Night is obviously one that really, you know, pulls on the heartstrings for a lot of people, and is really important to not only to us as an organization, but to the community of Fresno as well. So we're really excited to be able to host something like that here every season.
We love to celebrate our education as well, the educators and the schools around the Central Valley. Back to School Night is another great way for people to get involved before they have to get back in the classroom. Talk about that as well.
That's right. Yeah. Back to School Night will be a way for us to, you know, send the students back to school for the rest of the fall semester. So kind of giving us our grizzly send off in a way. So another one that we host every year that is always a great turnout.
On top of it too, we have a lot of giveaways still to come here at Chickchansey Park. Can you talk about a couple of the giveaways that we have remaining?
Yeah, we're going to be giving away a shoe charm on Bounce House Bonanza Night on August 24th. So for those that like to collect their croc charms, we're going to be able to add one more to your collection. So make sure you come out and check out the new design we have given away that night.
Now, FresnoGrizzlies.com is where you can buy your tickets now. We want to see you here as well, too. But, Ryan, you know, besides all the promotions, you're actually used to this ballpark. You've been here in different capacities. So talk a little bit about your role and how people can connect with you and help out with the community here in Fresno.
Yeah, so this is actually my third season with the team, like Steven said, in some different roles here. But now on the corporate partnership side of things, so really excited to be able to connect with our community partners and other businesses and figure out ways to get them out here and to help grow our businesses together. So it's been a really good opportunity for us to be able to cultivate those relationships and continue to make everything the best experience out here. So for those businesses that are interested in partnering with the Fresno Grizzlies, you can reach out to partnerships@FresnoGrizzlies.com or my direct email, rpalmer@FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Absolutely. Now, of course, you've been to a lot of games so far this year, a lot of games remaining too. I know something that's important is getting that championship ring too. But talk about, besides Grizzlies baseball, what does Ryan Palmer like to do in his free time?
Ryan Palmer loves the golf. So you'll see Ryan Palmer out on the courses locally here, and I like to travel a little bit and play some golf elsewhere. So that's usually where I'll be at.
We also love having golf with our team as well too. Ben McCabe is a big golfer. Austin Becker, that's what they did during their All-Star break too. So, but do you have anything else to add?
Nothing for me. Thank you so much, Steven, for having me on. And let's get a W tonight.
Let's get a W tonight. A lot of promotions remaining on this calendar. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And we thank the Grizzlies Partnership Activation Manager, Ryan Palmer, for joining us on the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk to Ryan, who's been here with the Grizzlies for a few years and glad he's in his new role with our partnership department. Hello and welcome back here to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chickchansey Park as we get set for Friday Night Baseball, game one of this three-game series. back from the All-Star break as your Grizzlies get ready to face their bitter rival, the San Jose Giants. A beautiful night, a little bit gloomy in terms of some cloud coverage, but we are ready for baseball. 4 days without it. I've missed it. You've missed it. Let's get going with tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting San Jose Giants, who are 15-6 in the second half, 52-34 overall. They're led by manager Yedwin Villegas, the former Fresno Grizzlies infielder. Here's his starting lineup. Leading off and playing left field, number 10, Lizbel Diaz. Batting second, the DH, number 12, Maui Ahuna. Batting third at third base, number 5, Charlie Zaccone. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 7, is Jack Payton. Batting fifth, the right fielder, number 13, Cesar Quintos. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 6, Luke Schlieger. Batting seventh is a shortstop, number 19, Ramon Peralta. Batting eighth, the second baseman, number 9, Justin Bench. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 34, Estelin Cassiani. And on the bump tonight for the San Jose Giants is the right-hander, number 33, Shane Rodemaker. A 6-2 record, a 3.46 ERA. So once again, for the visiting San Jose Giants, will be Diaz, Ahuna, Zaccone, Payton, Quintos, Schlieger, Peralta, Bench, Cassiani, and Rodemaker on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies. Under manager Steve Solis, the Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. They are 8-13 in the second half, 46-40 overall. Led by manager Steve Solis, the reigning California League Manager of the Year. His is Toyota starting lineup. Lean off and playing center field, number 24, Caleb Hobson. Batting second, second baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. Batting third at third base, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting fourth, the shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fifth, the DH, number 15, Brad Cumbis. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting 7th, the birthday boy, number 25, first baseman Jason Hinchman. Batting 8th, the catcher, number 33, Darius Perry. And batting 9th, finishing out this lineup, left fielder, number 28, Fadriel Cruz. And on the bump tonight for your Fresno Grizzlies, as they transform into the Lowriders de Fresno, left-hander, number 17, Albert Pacheco. A 3-3 record, a 4.14 ERA. So once again, your Grizzlies Toyota starting lineup under manager Steve Solis. It'll be Hobson, Mendez, Wimmer, Andy Perez, Cumbis, Tena, Hinchman, Perry, Cruz, and Pacheco on the bump. As I bring in my special guest for the night, it is the man, the myth, the legend, one of my best friends out here making his Chukchansey Park debut. It is my friend Dominic Lorenz. Glad to have you.
Absolutely glad to be here. I know last weekend Lake Elsinore didn't go the way we wanted it, so why not re-up the ante a little bit and make a venture to Chukchansey Park? My first experience here at Chukchansey Park, looking for a great weekend to start off the post All-Star second half of the season, whatever you want to call it, but we got Friday Night Baseball, and we are ready to roll as we get set for the National Anthem.
With the National Anthem, we'll head down to the field, and we will have the National Anthem right after this. So proudly hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly. Dark tangled red. unbelievable national anthem to get us set for Friday Night Baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and alongside my good friend Dominic Lorenz, glad you could join us for Game 1 of 3 between the California League North Division rivals, your Fresno Grizzlies, and the visiting San Jose Giants. Dominic, it's great to have you. Welcome to Chuck Chancey Park, home of your Fresno Grizzlies, as we get set for Friday Night Baseball. A great national anthem, some fireworks, and you're ready for Grizzlies baseball.
We are all ready to go here at Chuck Chancey Park. It is amazing field to play on, a wonderful ballpark to be at. Again, first time being at this ballpark. I watch it all the time on Bally Live on the app, you know, for minor league baseball, listening to you, Steven. But it is an incredible park. We are ready for baseball. Albert Pacheco on the bump today. We saw him last week against Lake Elsinore at the Diamond in Lake Elsinore. Things didn't go the right way. But again, learning from those experiences, looking to change things up after 4 days of mental, physical, and emotional rest, and everybody looks fresh and recharged.
Tonight, the Fresno Grizzlies transform into the Lowriders de Fresno. Pacheco, second straight year now, he's pitched in the Lowriders jerseys as we get set for first pitch. As the leadoff batter, Lizbel Diaz for San Jose, strides to the plate, it'll be a righty-lefty matchup as Albert Pacheco will work out the full windup. And here comes tonight's first pitch. And it's a foul ball just the right side into our Kodiak Club area. And we are underway here at 7.07 p.m. here in Fresno. No balls, one strike. Pacheco from the full windup once again. Here comes his next pitch. And a line drive out to left field. Hit well. Fajardo Cruz on the warning track just shy of the wall. Makes the catch. And that is tonight's first out. It goes F7. And Cruz, who's been great defensively all year, he makes the catch. That is his 62nd total chance in over 40 games as it brings up the DH in Maui Ahuna. As we said, first pitch at 7.07 p.m. Pacific time. It is a beautiful 102 degrees. We do have clear skies as there's a foul tip from Maui Ahuna. We also have 8-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. As here comes the 0-1 to Ahuna, and it's outside. Count of 1-1 to the San Jose DH, Maui Ahuna, one of the top prospects in the Giants system. Ahuna has been shelved through the majority of the season as the 1-1 is fouled to the backstop. Count now at 1-2. And a little bit of some different umpires here for the remainder of this season, as the California League umpires have flip-flopped with another A-level of umpires who are down the Florida State League. We have Theo Arndt behind the plate and Larry Pettis on the base paths tonight. As here comes the 1-2 from Pacheco, and it's outside, 2-2. Tonight, the Grizzlies transform into the Lowriders de Fresno. Dominic, what do these jerseys look like as we actually will do the 2-2 first? Here comes Pacheco's offering to Ahuna, and it's a line drive to left field. It will land foul. To those jerseys for Fresno.
It's a very clean white logo with the purple sleeves for the Lowriders. You also get the gold lettering and the gold with, again, Lowriders right across the chest. It's a really nice hat. It's so good to see, you know, the Fresno Grizzlies, typical red and gold, but get a little stripe of purple here and there.
As there's a foul ball from Ahuna, count stays the same here at 2-2. But they are beautiful. It has, also has the black cap, the purple bill, the Lowriders logo on that cap. As Pacheco winds and deals again, here's his 2-2. And it's a foul tip into the glove caught by Perry. And Pacheco has his first punch out of the evening on a foul tip. And that is the second out, first strikeout for Pacheco. And it brings up third baseman Charlie Zaccone. As the Lowriders de Fresno cruising into town for the weekend. San Jose, what are they rocking tonight, Dominic?
San Jose's in their road gray jerseys with the black lettering, orange trim with San Jose across the chest as the first pitch from Pacheco misses outside and away to Zaccone, and it's 1-0. But you also got the black socks. You have the black hat with the orange bill, the SJ logo, not only on the hat, but on the left sleeve as well.
As there's a called strike on the outside part of the plate, as Theo Arndt, a very decisive strike there. The count now 1-1, just underway here at Chuck Chancey Park. Here comes the 1-1 offering and a ground ball up the middle. Backhand from Mendez. The off-balance throw, the tag by Hinchman, and it is in time. What a play from Jason Hinchman, the birthday boy, to get off the bag and make the tag to end the inning. And a great job from Mendez at second as we will head to the bottom of the first with no score. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the first inning, no score here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Giants and Grizzlies as Caleb Hobson will lead things off for Fresno as Hobson, Mendez, Wimmer will take on Shane Rodemaker as the first pitch is a foul ball towards the right side and out of play here at Chuck Chancey Park. Caleb Hobson in the leadoff spot. He has relished this role. He's been plugged into the leadoff spot now 37 times. And this year, 17 for 36 in his first plate appearance. 47% of the time, he reaches base successfully. As here comes the 0-1. That is outside. Count of 1-1. Here in the bottom of the first inning, glad you could join us between the Grizzlies and the Giants. As here comes the 1-1, a check swing, and Hobson did go around, count out 1-2. Good pitch from Rodemaker. As a right-hander, a 6-2 record, a 3.46 ERA. As the 1-2 is fouled off, count stays the same to Caleb Hobson. The Grizzlies transforming into the Lowriders de Fresno uniforms, and just like a lowrider, Caleb Hobson, a speedster, as here comes the pitch, and that is just outside. Counted 2-2. Rodemaker now trying to get Caleb Hobson. Luis Mendez on deck. Here comes the 2-2 from the righty, and it swung on and missed, and Hobson down on strikes. That's the first strikeout for the right-hander Rodemaker, and it brings up second baseman Luis Mendez.
Rodemaker this year, a 6-2 record with a 3.46 ERA. He did face the Grizzlies last time around when the Grizzlies were at Excite Ballpark on June the 28th in a relief role.
As Mendez fouls off the first pitch, counted 0-1.
It was 5 1/3 innings of shutout baseball, allowing just 2 hits and 6 strikeouts. That was the 5th time he faced Fresno this year, all of them before tonight, in a reliever's role.
As here comes the pitch, ground ball to first. This is picked up nicely by Payton. He will tag the bag himself. It goes three unassisted and two quick outs for third baseman Braylon Wimmer as he will stride to the plate. Chuck Chancey Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Here's the pitch to Wimmer. It's a called strike on the inside portion of the plate. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the 0-1. It is inside. Count now at one ball and one strike. Might have been a little bit low as well. Here in the bottom of the first inning here on July 19th. We have made it to the back half of July as Wimmer fouls off a pitch across his leg. Count of one ball and two strikes as Wimmer going to try to get on base. So far, all five batters in this game for the Giants and the Grizzlies have been retired. Wimmer leads the club with 10 home runs. This here is the 1-2, and it is just outside. Count of two balls and two strikes. And so far, we've seen that the home plate umpire Theo Arndt has not called a lot of pitches on the outside part of the plate. As here's the 2-2, swung on and missed. Good sliders. Rodemaker has a pair of punch outs and a 1-2-3 bottom of the first. We head to the second with no score. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Top of the second inning here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. No score between the Giants and the Grizzlies as Jack Payton will lead things off against Albert Pacheco here in the top of the second inning. Glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball. As here comes the first pitch from Pacheco. It's a called strike and the count at no balls and one strike. I bring in Dominic Lorenz. Glad you could join us. Talk a little bit about the left-hander in Pacheco.
Well, Pacheco has this pitch offering. Is going to miss down and away and in the dirt to Payton. So right then and there, two pitches into the at-bat. But overall for Albert Pacheco this season, 3-3 record, a 4.14 ERA, 5 2/3 of quality work against Lake Elsinore last week as that one misses just a bit high and it's 2-1. 5 runs on 8 hits, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. The tough thing about Pacheco, the team has lost in his last 4 starts.
As here's a fly ball to center field. Playable for Hobson. He's there and will make the catch. And Payton is retired. So F8 as it brings up the right fielder and Cesar Quintas.
Well, looking at it, as mentioned before, the fly out to center field. 4 consecutive games pitched from June 18th to July the 9th. Pacheco has either suffered the no decision or the loss, but the team has suffered the loss. But tonight is a good night. So far this year, 2-1 with a 2.89 ERA against San Jose this season.
As that pitch misses, count of 1 ball, no strikes to Quintas. in his great outing against San Jose. The only run he allowed was a home run from Quintas as he flies one out to center field. That ball's hit well. It's at the wall, and it is gone. Quintas did it again. He homers off of Albert Pacheco, and the Giants lead 1-0.
Well, hopefully in that case, that's the only run for San Jose tonight. They did it, or at least, let me rephrase that. Quintas did it on May the 27th in a 3-1 Fresno win. Pacheco went 8 innings, 1 run, 2 hits, and 5 strikeouts. And the lone run that night was a Quintas home run. Hopefully, that's it for San Jose tonight.
As Pacheco looks back a little bit confused about where that pitch missed, as it'll bring up the catcher in Luke Schlieger. So Quintas homers, that's his 8th of the season. He has homered a few times against Fresno as that ball is lifted out of play. Count it 0-1. Pacheco, though, those 8 innings was a career high for the left-hander. He struck out 9 as in 2021 against the DSL Yankees. This year, 8 against Rancho Cucamonga. Pacheco winds and deals as here's a broken bat, one bouncer to Wimmer. Wimmer picks it up to throw to first in time. And just like that, 2 outs here in the second inning. He goes 5-3. But Albert Pacheco, not known for his strikeouts, continues to throw the ball well overall. Second year with the Grizzlies, 6'1", 176 pounds, 21 years old from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent in 2019. As here comes the pitch inside, count of 1-0. Pacheco, he pitched in a couple day games, has really led off the series for Fresno this year, has been the Tuesday guy, but now the Grizzlies changing up the rotation a little bit with Michael Persecki being promoted to high A Spokane. So the Grizzlies right now with only 5 starters, we'll see if that changes throughout the remainder of this season. As here comes the pitch from Pacheco, fouled off, and that will head towards our suites on the third level. Count now at 1-2.
At least having a 5-man rotation when you have 6 consecutive games Tuesday through Sunday, but you're always guaranteed that Monday off day, with the exception of the first week of July here in 2024, but options for manager Steve Solis.
As here comes the pitch, swung on and missed as Perry will throw it down to Hinchman, and instead it'll just be a final out, and that will end the inning. But Cesar Quintas, a solo home run. It is 1-0 Giants. We had the bomb the second right after this.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the second inning here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. The Giants lead the Grizzlies 1-0 as Andy Perez will stride to the plate. As the first pitch from Rodemaker is foul tipped, the count at 0-1. Andy Perez hit his 7th homer on Sunday, July 14th, in that Grizzlies 3-0 win against the Storm. As here's the pitch and a ground ball foul, count now at 0-2 to Andy Perez. Perez leads the club in RBI as well, as he tries to get on base to start Fresno's fun tonight, who transform into the Lowriders de Fresno. As here comes the pitch and a foul ball into the netting. Lowriders Day Fresno weekends. The Grizzlies will transform all weekend wearing these jerseys. Lowriders here at the ballpark as well. Nice crowd here for Friday night fireworks following the conclusion of tonight's game. As that's outside, count now at 1-2 as Andy Perez trying to find a way to help Fresno, one of the biggest offensive cogs on this team. As here's a little pop-up, drifting out of shallow left field. It's going to be a tough play, and it's made by Diaz as he hustles in for the first out, and Perez is retired. As it brings up the DH in Brad Cumbis. Brad Cumbis had a great game in Lake Elsinore. Dominic, talk a little bit about his big outing in Fresno's 6-3 win on Wednesday a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, last Wednesday, the extra innings comeback special, trailing 2-0 at the point, ended up getting a 3-run home run in that game. Then he topped off the fun in the 10th inning with a game-tying, or at least breaking the tie in the 10th inning when you have the ghost runner at second, left center field, scoring a run, and that ended up getting 3 runs in the 10th to provide a 6-3 win.
As he flies one deep to the right field, and it's going to be caught by the right fielder in Quintas for the second out. It brings up right fielder Felix Tena. But as you said, a go-ahead RBI double in the 10th inning gave the Grizzlies a 6-3 win in 10 innings. And now brings up Felix Tena with 2 outs now here in the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 San Jose leads Fresno. But we saw the power as he lifted that ball to right. Here comes the pitch to Tena. It's a called strike. Counted 0-1 from Rodemaker as the right-hander continues to throw strikes.
Well, in the 3 games that the Fresno Grizzlies have been home here in the month of July, which was back on 4th of July weekend, as that one misses outside, 3 games against Modesto, all 3 wins. The team was averaging 7.7 runs per game. So hopefully that July home magic continues this weekend.
As that is fouled into the body of Tena, count now no balls and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies, it's kind of been a tale of two stories, really, for them this season. The first half record at home, 15-16, but in the second half, 5-1 at home. As here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off by Tena. Count now at 1-2. On the road, though, in the first half, the Grizzlies 23-11, but 3-12 in the second half as the Grizzlies trying to find some momentum, as that's called strike 3, and Rodemaker another 1-2-3 inning. He has 3 punch-outs as we head to the third with the Grizzlies trailing 1-0. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Top of the third inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. 1-0 San Jose leads Fresno as Albert Pacheco will battle Justin Bench, the 8-hole hitter for the Giants. And Hummus Republic voted Fresno's best Mediterranean restaurant with 2 locations in Fresno. one right here in downtown Fresno at 2424 Tulare Street. As that ball is hit well to left field, Cruz jumps and makes the play as he hits the warning track. What a catch from Fadrio Cruz out in left field. That is the first out as that ball was hit a long way from Justin Bench. And Cruz runs it down. He cruised to that ball here for Lowriders de Fresno.
Fadrio Cruz impressed me last week when I watched the team in Lake Elsinore. And once again, an impressive catch. The closing speed to judge where the wall was near the 385 sign. Perfect defensive work from Fadrio Cruz.
As here's Cassiani. The first pitch is going to be a bunt laid down. Pacheco off the mound, tries to make the play. It's in the dirt and it gets away from Hinchman. And it rolls into the dugout. Unfortunately, Cassiani will take second. And that looks like it should be, I believe, a single. And then on the throw, it should be E1, should be a hit and an error. We'll see what the ruling is. So runner at second now with one out for Lizbel Diaz. But Hummus Republic, there's one right here in downtown Fresno at 2424 Tulare Street. And another that just opened up on Palm and Knees next to GB3. Hummus Republic Fresno. Modern Mediterranean food, pitas, bowls, wraps, two Fresno locations. Here comes the pitch to Diaz. It's inside, count at 1-0. Make sure you find Hummus Republic on Instagram and Facebook at Hummus Republic Fresno. We thank Hummus Republic for being a proud partner at tonight's press box food of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. As here comes the pitch from Pacheco. Looks back the runner at second. And it's a line drive out to right field, and it lands just foul. The count now at 1-1. What was the ruling, Dominic?
So the official ruling on that ground ball by Cassiani will go down as a hit, and then advancing to second on an E1 throw from Albert Pacheco. So hit and E1 if you're scoring along with us here at Chuck Chancey Park or at home.
So runner at second here with one out. Here comes the 1-1. It's inside, two balls and a strike as Cassiani gets on base. So a single after the bunt single from Cassiani. And then E1 as Pacheco tried making the throw and the ball bounced away from Hinchman and got into the Grizzlies' dugout. As here comes the 2-1 and a ground ball. This could be a play at third, and that's where Perez goes. And he is out at third base. Perez, the perfect throw to Wimmer, and they get the lead runner in Cassiani, who makes a base running mistake for the second out.
Terrific play from Andy Perez. He knew exactly where he was going the minute the ball was off the bat of Diaz. So getting the out over at third, getting the lead runner. So exchanging the runner for the out. Runner at first with two out here for Maui Ahuna.
Here comes the pitch from Pacheco as he looks back the runner Diaz now, and it swung on and foul tipped. Counted no balls and a strike. 6-5 fielder's choice is the official ruling as Perez makes a great play to Wimmer. Very few often you'll see a play like that where the lead runner decides to go on a ground ball, but Cassiani, great speed, thought he had a chance with the slow roller over to Perez. As here comes the pitch from the lefty Pacheco and a ground ball up the middle. Perez is there and he will tag the bag at second and end the inning. Both Fadrio Cruz and Andy Perez make some nice plays as the Grizzlies a clean top of the third. We had the bottom of the third. Grizzlies trail 1-0. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the third inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. The Grizzlies trail the Giants 1-0 as birthday boy Jason Hinchman will stride to the plate as he lines one foul, counted no balls and one strike. Jason Hinchman, like his jersey, turns 25 years old today. As Hinchman, one of two birthdays in the month of July for this Fresno outfield, as that is a foul ball fisted to the right side and out of play, counted no balls and two strikes. It'll be 7-8-9 for Fresno against right-hander Shane Rodemaker. Rodemaker on one side of the bump, very far side, as he has a ground ball over to short. Here comes the play from Peralta. It's high, and it's made in time. The first baseman, Payton, coming down with it. It goes 6-3 for the first out. It brings up catcher Darius Perry against right-hander Shane Rodemaker, 6'3", 215 pounds, 23 years old, born in Greenville, North Carolina. Went to Chowan University in Murfreesboro, North Carolina. Shane Michael Rodemaker. As here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed by Perry. Counted 0-1. Rodemaker with San Jose this year. 18th game. This is his sixth start overall. A 6-2 record. A 3.46 ERA. As it counted 0-1 to the catcher in Darius Perry. Darius Perry, great series in Lake Elsinore, as he will fly one to right, and that one goes foul. No balls and two strikes.
We talk about home cooking all the time, and the Fullerton, California native La Mirada High School was at home, got to sleep in his own bed, performed well in Lake Elsinore last week. So looking to turn the month of July around and help this Fresno Grizzlies offense.
As that's outside, count of one ball and two strikes to Darius Perry. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. As the 1-2 is a ground ball, that is off the third base bag, and Zaccone makes the play. It goes 5-3 for the second out, so two outs now for left fielder Fadrio Cruz. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As Cruz fouls it off, count it 0-1. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As that pitch runs high, count of one ball and one strike. Rodemaker so far, so good. 34 pitches, 26 strikes from the right-hander. As here's a line drive out to right field, and it will be down. A base hit. It's a two-out single for Fadrio Cruz, and Fresno has their first base runner tonight and their first hit.
It's been Fadrio Cruz night here on a Friday with the Grizzlies, as a great defensive play out in left field, a terrific now base hit into shallow right field, nearly a terrific play by Quintos in right, who already has the first run of the game for San Jose on a solo blast in the second inning, but looking to start a little bit of a two-out rally to flip it back at the top of the order for Caleb Hobson. And once again, I use that word Cruz here tonight, not just because of Fadrio Cruz, but it's Lowriders de Fresno.
If you watch the right fielder Quintos on that replay on Bally Live, you saw that the ball was bounced way in front. Here's a base hit up the middle, and Caleb Hobson has a single. Is now Cruz. He's cruising to third. Here's the throw, and he is out. What a throw from the center fielder in Cassiani, and Cruz is out as Galvez is arguing with home plate umpire Theo Arndt. What a throw to end the inning, and Cruz is retired at third, and the Grizzlies, an opportunity to possibly tie this game, goes to naught. We head to the fourth, 1-0 San Jose. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the fourth inning here in Fresno, in downtown Fresno, a beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. 1-0 San Jose leads Fresno as Charlie Zaccone will lead things off against Albert Pacheco, who will wind in deal, and it swung on and missed. Counted 0-1. Zaccone, a ground out to second, his first time, as so far the lone home run from Cesar Quintas, who will bat third this inning, the difference. As here comes the pitch from Pacheco, and a line drive right to the first baseman Hinchman, who did not have to move for the first out, as Zaccone is retired. It brings up first baseman Jack Payton.
Well, speaking of Jason Hinchman catching that line drive over at first for out number one, we talked about his birthday today. Without looking at the roster, you put it together, you might know this mentally because you're Stephen Rice, the voice of the Grizzlies. Who is the next birthday on tap for Fresno?
Jack Mahoney, I believe, is the next birthday in August.
That would be correct. You want to double down and see what the exact date is?
12th.
Ooh. What's
14th.
What's 12 plus 1 and 14 minus 1?
13.
There you go.
As here comes the pitch from Pacheco. It is outside. Count of 1-1. So Jack Mahoney, the next birthday in August. The Grizzlies will have a few birthdays in August. Hunter Mann and McCade Brown, who's on the injured list for Fresno, will celebrate birthdays on the same day, I believe. As the count now at 2-1.
Steven, you are correct. August the 15th.
As here comes the pitch from Pacheco inside. Count at 3-1. So the Grizzlies, two birthdays in a span of 6 days. Brad Cumbis celebrated a birthday in Lake Elsinore. And then, of course, Jason Hinchman tonight. As here comes the pitch. That's a called strike. Count of 3-2. So the Grizzlies, if you are listening, make sure you wish Jason Hinchman a happy birthday. As here comes the payoff pitch from Pacheco, and it's a ground ball to third. Top bounce for Wimmer, and he makes the play. It goes 5-3. What a job by Wimmer on the short bounce.
Everything on the left side of the infield and even the outfield tonight has been routinely sound for the Grizzlies. You have Andy Perez last inning, Wimmer this inning, Fadriel Cruz has been here, there, and everywhere tonight. This is what the defense, maybe again, that physical, mental, and emotional break kind of recharges the batteries a little bit. Good defensive plays tonight from the Grizzlies.
Here comes the pitch. A called strike to Quintas. Counted 0-1, who homered his first time. Two notes on the Grizzlies' defense. First in the California League with a .976 fielding percentage, as that is outside. The next closest at .973. The Grizzlies also, the second point of note when it comes down to it, is their left side, their defense, very sound overall, but it's because of this field, as that swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. David Haciento, our outstanding groundskeeper, he has won California League Groundskeeper of the Year. You can see how beautiful this field is. Immaculate. As here comes the pitch, swung on and missed, and Quinn tosses out Pacheco, a revenge strikeout, his third of the evening. A 1-2-3 fourth, we head to the bottom of the fourth, 1-0 Fresno Trails. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the fourth inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. 1-0 San Jose leads Fresno as Luis Mendez will lead things off as he fouls off the first pitch from Rodemaker. Count it 0-1. San Jose one run on two hits, no errors. Fresno no runs, two hits, one error. Mendez 0-1, a ground out to first his last time. As Rodemaker, so far so good, has allowed a pair of singles. As here comes the pitch to Mendez, and a check swing did he go around. And the count now at 1-1. As Theo Arndt checking with his buddy Larry Pettis on the bases on the check swing. Count at 1-1. Here comes the pitch to Mendez. It's a called strike. Count at 1-2. Luis Mendez had a nice little hit streak that ended in Lake Elsinore. But the Grizzlies' second baseman has been a nice past month for him as that runs outside. Count now 2-2. Mendez in the 2-hole, and then Wimmer Perez to follow Luis Mendez. As here comes the 2-2 from Rodemaker, winds and deals, and a foul ball, good breaking ball, and we'll do it again in the same counts.
For Mendez, it was a 14-game hit streak that Steven was just talking about, 24 for 59 batting, which is good for a .407 average, two homers, two triples, five doubles, and six RBIs, as that one is fouled off near Steve Solis, who, you know, you have the coaches on the first and third base coaching box. I like to say that's more of casually sitting by the railing and hoping not to get hit with the baseball at that point.
As the 2-2 is a fly ball lifted out to left field, shallow left. Lizbel Diaz coming on. He makes a quick adjustment for the catch. So one out as Mendez is retired, and it brings up Braylon Wimmer. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. Here's the pitch, and a line drive out to right field. Hit well, but Quintos is there, and two outs as Wimmer is retired. And it goes F9 as brings up Andy Perez, the shortstop, who is 0-1. Again, Express Furniture Rental, your rental furnishing solution. Affordable rental packages, housewares, electronics, and more. One-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. We think Express Furniture Rentals. Here's a line drive. Base hitter right field. Perez has a two-out single. All of Fresno's hits with two outs so far, as Perez is now 1-2. Three singles for Fresno. And it'll bring up Brad Cumbest.
Well, a trend here tonight for the Grizzlies has been swing early and swing often against Rodemaker. Right now, at this point, 3 2/3 innings, 45 pitches, 35 strikes. So high percentages for the Giants right-hander. As the Grizzlies look to get on the board, they do have more hits than San Jose at this moment.
So now Rodemaker takes on Brad Cumbis. Here comes the first pitch from the righty, and it's fouled off just to the right of us. And the count at 0-1. Also here in the bottom of the fourth inning, we again thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth here on July 19th. As here comes the 0-1 to Brad Cumbis. And it's a check swing and a called strike from Theo Arn, counting no balls and two strikes. The right-hander and Rodemaker, so far so good, though. He's been able to limit the damage. Not a lot of two- or three-ball counts from the righty. As here comes the 0-2, swung on and missed. Right to the slider, and Cumbis is out. Fourth strikeout for the right-hander Rodemaker, and it's 1-0 San Jose. We head to the fifth right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Top of the fifth inning here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. The Giants lead the Grizzlies 1-0 as Albert Pacheco takes on Luke Schlager, who is 0-for-1. Just a solo home run from Cesar Quintas of the Giants, the difference in tonight's contest. As here's a ground ball, and Hinchman stays down on it, tags the bag himself, 3 unassisted. One pitch and one out as Pacheco will now take on Ramon Peralta, who he struck out the first time.
And this has been a night for the Fresno Grizzlies where they're out hitting the Giants 3-2, but it's the run column that means the most, that solo home run in the second by San Jose. But it's really been the defense for Fresno that's been impressive tonight, hoping to change that into some offense.
As that is fouled off, kind of no balls and one strike. Dominic Lorenz, Stephen Rice bring you the call here. Friday Night Baseball, game 1 of 3. A little weird to say that for a Friday night.
Nowadays, ever since the COVID pandemic canceled the 2020 season, the schedule changed to the 6-game-a-week format as that one misses inside to Peralta, and the count is now 1-1. This is a situation where you get 3-game series every once in a while in the schedule, especially after 4 days of All-Star, as that one nearly hits Peralta, misses the glove of Perry, and gets to the backstop. It'll roll away, 2-1 now, the count, but you had a 6-game series that was split in half during the week of 4th of July. Opening weekend was 3 games in San Jose, so you get them sprinkled in here and there.
As that pitch misses, counted 2 balls or 3 balls and 1 strike. The Grizzlies, this is their second 3-game series here at Chuck Chancey Park, but a lot of home games in August and end the season in September. As Wimmer, backhand, deep third, here's the throw, and he made it! What a play from Braylon Wimmer! Didn't it? Wimmer, the backhand down the third baseline in shallow left field, makes an unbelievable throw for the second out. What a play from Wimmer.
Put that on the highlight reel for Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer chicken dinner. That is a good way to get things going here in this frame on the defensive side of things. You ask and you shall receive, and the defense has really been paying dividends tonight for manager Steve Solis and this Fresno squad.
As now that pitch inside of Justin Bench, the count at 1-0. We've mentioned it all night. The Grizzlies defense has looked really good as Wimmer makes an unbelievable second out. Here's the pitch. That's outside. Two balls and no strikes to Justin Bench. And when you're Albert Pacheco, who doesn't strike out a lot of batters, you have to trust your defense. And so far, so good. As here comes the 2-0. And that's inside. Three balls and no strikes. Pacheco's first 3-0 count tonight. Pacheco has allowed two hits. He has struck out three batters. No walks as he tries to get back in the count. Here comes the 3-0 to Justin Bench, and it's a called strike. Count at 3-1 from the home plate umpire in Theo Arndt. Braylon Wimmer, what a play over at third base. Here's the pitch, a ground ball up the middle. Perez a dive, and he can't make the play. Inner center field, a two-out hit for Justin Bench. And for the Giants, that's their first hit since the third inning. And their third hit overall, and now it's Esteban Cassiani, who has a bunt single tonight here in the top of the fifth inning. Le Provence apartment, home to the Dominion, is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco. That is just inside, a little bit low, count at 1-0. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you, one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Here's the pitch, a ground ball to first. Hinchman stays down. He will do the work himself and end the inning. We're thankful for Minko Abbott and Le Provence Apartment Homes, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in a scoreless top of the fifth. We have the bottom of the fifth right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0. San Jose leads Fresno as Felix Tena will lead things off. Here's the pitch from Rodemaker, and it's outside. One ball, no strikes. Tena was caught looking, struck out his first time at the plate. As the Grizzlies right fielder trying to put something together for the Grizzlies offense. As here's a ground ball up the middle and a base hit, a leadoff single. And for the first time tonight, Fresno's leadoff man is on as Tena gives the Grizzlies their fourth hit of the game. And it brings up birthday boy Jason Hinchman.
And this is an opportunity right now for the Fresno Grizzlies to get on Rodemaker and find a way to strike fear in the opposing pitcher. The best outing the Grizzlies offense had against Rodemaker this season was back all the way on April the 23rd here at Chuck Chancey Park.
As the first pitch is outside, count at 1-0.
4 runs on 5 hits and only 2 innings out of the pen for Rodemaker, one of his toughest outings for himself this season. So let's bring a little magic from the past back here for the Lowriders, Dave Fresno.
As that's outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Fresno, San Jose, Friday Night Baseball. Glad you could join us. Bottom of the 5th inning, 1-0. The Giants lead the Grizzlies. As here comes the pitch to Jason Hinchman, and it's a fly ball that will hit the seats in a souvenir for a lucky fan. Counted 2 balls and a strike. Jason Hinchman went 0-for-1 with 2 walks and a hit by pitch Sunday in Lake Elsinore in the Grizzlies 3-0 win. Jason Hinchman has been working with hitting coach Trevor Burmeister to enjoy his powers. He swings and misses. Count at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
So you mean the game I wasn't at last week? I was there Tuesday through Saturday, and then the one game I'm not there, a nice shutout performance from the offense and, of course, Jace Kaminska.
As here's the pitch to Jason Hinchman, 2 balls, 2 strikes. The Grizzlies, a big win on Sunday, trying to continue that momentum this weekend. As the pitch is a ground ball to third, it will go foul. Count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dominic Lorenz, Stephen Rice here with you. Glad you could join us for baseball here at Chuck Chancey Park as the Grizzlies and the Giants renew their rivalry. This is the 5th of 6 series this season. As here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Hinchman down by way of the K. That is the 5th strikeout for Rodemaker. And first out of the innings, it brings up catcher Darius Perry.
Tough at bat right there for Hinchman, looking a little confused on some of the pitches, just trying to get an emergency hack and live to see another pitch. Unsuccessful on that one, Darius Perry to the plate. 0-for-1 on the day, grounding out to the third baseman his first time up.
Runner at first, here comes the pitch, and Perry, fly ball to center. That sounded good off the bat, but Cassiani is there. He puts it away for the second out, as will bring up the left fielder, Fadrio Cruz, 1-for-1 tonight with a single. He was thrown out trying to get to third on the Hobson single. So now 2 outs, a runner at first, as Fadrio Cruz to the plate. But as we said, the Grizzlies and Giants, their 5th of 6 series, they will wrap up the 2024 regular season here at Chuck Chancey Park. The Grizzlies, no more games at Excite Ballpark this year. As here comes the first pitch to Fadrio Cruz from Rodemaker. Looks back the runner, the pitch, and it's a fly ball foul. Count at 0-1. The Grizzlies are trailing 12-9 in the season series to the Giants, but all time since 2021 when the Grizzlies rejoined the California League, 56-52 overall. As here comes the pitch to Cruz, and it is inside a little bit low. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike.
And for the Grizzlies, it's not only Excite Ballpark that they're done with here for the 2024 season. Also, John Thurman Field, you have seen the last of it with the news breaking that John Thurman Field will be no more after this season in the California League.
Yes, here's a ground ball to second. Tough play, but made by Bench. And over to first in time to end the inning. The Grizzlies could go back to John Thurman Field if they make the postseason. We head to the 6th. The Grizzlies trail 1-0. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants. at BuildSubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains.
Top of the sixth inning here at Chuck Chansey Park in downtown Fresno, California. The Grizzlies trail the Giants 1-0 as Lizbel Diaz will lead things off against Albert Pacheco. Diaz 0-2 tonight, as I think everyone is ready to go after many Parkers here at Chuck Chansey Park for Friday Night Baseball. Here comes the pitch from Albert Pacheco. And it is a fly ball. This is popped up towards the catcher in Perry, and he will make the play as his momentum brings him towards the Giants dugout on the third base side. And Diaz is out. One away for Maui Ahuna.
Not a routine play that you see from a catcher going all the way into foul territory approaching the San Jose dugout on the third base side. Wimmer would probably have the better angle on that play, but Perry exceptionally confident from the moment that ball skied into foul territory, making the grab, one up and one down now for Ahuna.
Here comes the pitch from Pacheco, and it's a ground ball foul. Count it 0-1. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for a chance to win free eggs. As here comes the 0-1 to Ahuna in the dirt, count of 1-1. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that pitch is inside, and the count now 2-2. Again, Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball, a proud partner, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs here in the top of the sixth. Here's the pitch, a high chopper to first. Hinchman is there. It goes 3 unassisted for the second out. As it brings up Charlie Zaccone, he's 0-2 in tonight's contest. Again, here in the top of the sixth inning on July 19th, game one of this 3-game set between the Giants and the Grizzlies. As Pacheco looking for a clean frame as there's action down in that Giants bullpen. As here comes the pitch from Pacheco. It's in the dirt. Count of 1-0. Albert Pacheco, so far, he has looked really good besides that solo home run back in the second inning. Here comes the pitch, and that is also in the dirt. 2-0. It looks like it's number 17, Cole Hillier, in the bullpen, the Pasadena product. As here's the pitch from Pacheco, and that is just outside. Good spot, but Pacheco just missing. You're at Chuck Chansey Park. Glad you could join us here on Bally Live, MILB TV. You're watching on Bally Live as that is inside, and Zaccone will head down to first base, and that is a two-out walk. First walk issued by Pacheco as it brings up first baseman in Jack Payton, who is 0-2. But again, you're watching on Bally Live, Bally Live West, your free home of Minor League Baseball. If you aren't watching on Bally Live, download it now. It's your free place to watch all minor league games. As Jack Payton at the plate, here's the pitch. And it's a fly ball lifted to left center field. Hit well. Hobson ranging back, still going back. He looks up, and it is gone. Onto the grassy berm, and just like that, it's 3-0 Giants. A 2-run homer from Jack Payton, and the Giants extend their lead here in the sixth.
one of those situations for Albert Pacheco where you let a walk get away from you, and you know what they say in baseball, walks lead to danger, and in that case, a two-run blast for Jack Payton.
Payton, his first home run this season with San Jose, as they're celebrating him in the dugout, 3-0 now. That's a big home run right there, second allowed by Pacheco tonight, as the pitch is low to Cesar Quintas, who homered back in the second. That's the first hit this inning and two runs now for Pacheco. As here comes the pitch, and that is low as well. Two balls and no strikes. So for Pacheco, he's allowed four hits, three runs, all of them earned, one walk and three Ks. Here comes the pitch inside.
And that snapped a streak for Pacheco. A 4 1/3 scoreless innings since the solo blast to Quintas back in the second inning. So, again, everything rolling in the right direction for Pacheco until one walk and a homer.
As that misses inside, and that is ball four as well. So, all of a sudden, Pacheco, after getting two quick outs, a walk, a two-run homer, and a walk, his second of the game. As now it's Luke Schlieger, and here comes a mound visit from pitching coach Jerry Sullivan. For Pacheco, his two walks, he's had a pair of them his past two outings. For Pacheco, prior to tonight's game, had three straight outings where he allowed five earned runs or more before those trio of starts. The most earned runs he had was four. So Pacheco is in a little bit of a tough stretch over his past couple of games. Fastball, slider, changeup. His go-to pitch is the fastball, but he's looked hittable, and you can see the frustration from Pacheco after his second walk. He is on the mound right now trying to find a way. His offense, no support so far, just four singles from the Grizzlies' offense. It's been a really tough year for the Grizzlies' offense, last in batting average in the California League. As here's a broken bat to right field. Tanner coming a long way, and he makes the play on the run to end the inning. But a two-run homer from Jack Payton. It's 3-0 Giants. We head to the bottom of the sixth right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 3-0 San Jose leads Fresno. As the first pitch swung on and missed by Caleb Hobson. The count at 0-1. Hobson 1-for-2. Had four hits on Sunday in Lake Elsinore back on July 14th. And 1-for-2 tonight as here comes the pitch. And Hobson a foul ball. No balls, two strikes. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, a pair of home runs for San Jose, the difference maker. The Grizzlies, the Lowriders de Fresno tonight. As the Grizzlies have not been able to find offense here in the contest. As here comes the 0-2. The winding deal from the right-handed Rademacher outside. Count of one ball and two strikes. Rademacher so far so good. Just a quartet of hits and five punch-outs from the right-hander. No walks so far. Rademacher only at 64 pitches. As that pitch misses high, two balls and two strikes. 48 strikes as well from Rademacher. He's been fantastic. As here's the 2-2 to Hobson. Swung on and missed. That slider has been devastating. And that's the sixth strikeout now for Rademacher. First out of the inning, it brings up second baseman Luis Mendez.
And the best opportunity Fresno had tonight was in the third inning after a two-out base hit by Fadrio Cruz. You got the Caleb Hobson single up the middle, but Cruz thrown out on an 8-5 throw to get him out at third. A questionable bang-bang play at third to not go Fresno's way, and that's as close as they've gotten to at least trying to score runs.
As Mendez fouls it off, count it 0-1. Hey, heads up, Grizzlies fans. Cerchansey Park has already enacted a clear bag policy in effect that started June 1st in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark. And for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through. As that pitch is outside, count it 1-1, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. As here's a bunt attempt by Mendez, and it will go foul. Count now at one ball and two strikes. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Cerchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball here in the bottom of the sixth. As Luis Mendez trying to get on base, count of 1-2. Here's the pitch, and it is outside. Two balls and two strikes. Tough location for Mendez to do anything with that pitch from Rademacher. Hunter Mann down in that Fresno bullpen as here's the 2-2, and it swung on and missed again. Mendez will head down to first, and the throw down by Schlieger is in time, and it goes 2-3 on the final touches on his seventh strikeout of the game. Two outs for Braylon Wimmer. So now Braylon Wimmer 0-2 tonight, a flyout and a strikeout. Wimmer trying to get the offense going now. It's been a great defensive game for Fresno, but you can only do so much if you're not scoring any runs. Here's the pitch to Wimmer. It's outside. Count of one ball and no strikes.
And it feels a little bit like David versus Goliath in this case. San Jose coming in, winning 4-6 against Visalia last week. They've won their last five consecutive series.
As here's a high fly ball out to center field. Cassiani now ranging back. He will make the play, and that will end the inning. Rademacher, six scoreless innings as we head to the seventh. Again, the Giants, they've been good over the past couple of weeks. We will head to the seventh right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Top of the seventh inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Cerchansey Park. 3-0 the Giants lead the Grizzlies as Ramon Peralta will take on Hunter Mann out of the Grizzlies bullpen. As here comes the first pitch from Mann inside, count of 1-0 So that ends the evening for Albert Pacheco. 6 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned on a pair of home runs. As there is a called strike, count at 1-1. 2 walks for Pacheco, just 3 strikeouts for the lefty. It is a quality start for Pacheco, but unfortunately the Grizzlies trailing 3-0. As here comes the pitch, that is inside, count now 2-0. As the Grizzlies, watching their big league affiliate, the Rockies, take a 7-3 lead over the Giants. That's in the 8th inning at Coors Field. And former Grizzlies shortstop Ezekiel Tovar with the home run as there's a base hit to right field for Peralta, now 1-3. And for San Jose, that's just their 5th hit of the game. They have a pair of home runs and 3 singles as it brings up second baseman Justin Bench.
And going in the Kodiak Club earlier to kind of check things out, they had the Rockies-Giants game on TV. And the Giants were up 2-0 in that case. So the Rockies comeback style tonight, which is what their minor league affiliate, the Fresno Grizzlies, need to do here tonight as well.
Here comes the pitch from Hunter Mann, line drive, and that's a base hit into right field. Peralta stopped to make sure it wasn't caught by Mendez. Stopping at second now is Peralta, so Bench now 2-3, another single against Hunter Mann. And now 6 hits, and the Giants trying to add some runs here in the 7th inning. It brings up Estelin Cassiani with a bunt single back in the 3rd, and if I were the Grizzlies, I'm expecting bunt right here from Cassiani. The Grizzlies and the Giants, it's been all Giants of recent after the Grizzlies swept the first series of the year at Excite Ballpark. It's been all Giants. As here comes the pitch and a bunt attempt down to the third baseman, Wimmer. Wimmer on to first, and Hinchman stays on the bag and he is going to be out, says the base umpire. So Cassiani is retired. That was a late call from the base umpire and Larry Pettis. I don't know if either of them had a view of the play, but Peralta to third, Bench to second.
You had a moment where both umpires kind of looked at each other like, are you going to call it? Are you going to call it? And it ended up being the field umpire, Larry Pettis, forcefully out was the call. So confidence either way.
So 5-3 on the sack bunt. Now infield in for Fresno as Lisbel Diaz, who's 0-3 at the plate. As here comes the pitch, and it's inside, kind of 1-0. But as we said, it's been all Giants over the past couple of series against Fresno. San Jose's won 3 in a row, 5 of the last 6, 7 of the last 8. As here's the pitch from Mann, that is low, 2-0. Hunter Mann, 6'7", 225 pounds, 22 years old from Gordonsville, Tennessee. 14th round draft pick out of Tennessee Tech in 2023 by the Rockies. As here's the 2-0 inside, 3-0.
Man out of the bullpen here with the Grizzlies this year. 5 games, a 0-0 record, a 4.05 ERA with 3 walks, 5 strikeouts, and a 1.2 whip.
Here comes the pitch, and it's a called strike, count at 3-1. Man, a very tough angle, as we said, 6-7, but it's more of a 3/4 or 4/5 arm slot, and the ball zips at you, especially against righties. As he's looking for a ground ball right here, the Grizzlies defense trying to cut off the runner. As here's the pitch, and a ground ball to second. Mendez, he will just throw it to first for the second out. That's a perfect job done from Mann, Mendez, Hinchman, and the Grizzlies.
Defense has been leading the way for Fresno tonight, and having the infield draw in prevented the runner at third from getting home and taking that extra base and increasing the lead, but doing what needs to be done. Mendez gets the ball, stares the runner back to third before completing the out at first.
Now it's Maui Ohuna, lefty-righty matchup. Ohuna 0-3, and for the Grizzlies, if they can get out of this inning unscathed, they have an opportunity to score some runs after the stretch. As that's in the dirt, it gets away from Perry, and the count at 1-0, but Perry kept it close enough where no advancement from the runner at third in Peralta.
It's a pivotal moment in the game regardless of how you look at it. Down 3-0 in the latter stages of this game. Defense has done its job looking to carry the offense and give them some momentum. Now the pitching from the bullpen side of things with Hunter Mann needs to do the same thing. Get back in it, fight back, don't nibble, attack the zone, and find a way to limit and deny this San Jose threat.
Here comes the pitch and a foul ball count at 1-1. The Grizzlies have 6 comeback clause win in the 7th inning or later, and the Grizzlies will have 4, 5, 6 due up in the bottom of the 7th inning. 9 outs to play with in front of a great crowd here for Friday Night Baseball. Here comes the 1-1 from Mann. And it's a line drive to center field. Hobson makes the play! Caleb Hobson! Oh, man, he actually dropped it at the last second. It goes in and out of the glove. No! Hobson didn't make the play, and now he's down on the ground. And now they're going to go check on him in center field. It looked like he made a fantastic catch. The ball, though, when he hit the ground, comes out of the glove. And 2 runs are going to score. It's 5-0 San Jose.
One of those situations, an incredible play from Hobson, as the replay shows here on Bally Live. From the initial standpoint, he makes the grab, but it's right snow cone to the top of the glove, and when he falls to the ground, the force of the ground pops the ball out of the glove, and it ends up ricocheting off Hobson's face, misses the hat, goes right to the face as it rolls away, and Fadreel Cruz had to pick it up and deliver it back to the infield. So what could have been out number 3, get out of the jam, the ground, the field here at Chuck Chancey Park does not want to go with, and it looks like Caleb Hobson is coming out of this game as manager Steve Solis has pointed to the bench, and the athletic trainer is going to walk with Caleb Hobson back to the Grizzlies dugout.
This is really not good for Fresno as they will make a double switch as well, but I believe Cruz is going to go to center.
And I believe Hinchman to left and maybe Nick Guile coming into play first. I see Guile getting a glove, and it looks like that will be the case here. So Cruz, again, not confirmed until we get it officially, but I believe Cruz from left to center, Hinchman from first to left, and then Nick Guile will come off the bench and play first base. So an injury right now as Caleb Hobson will be walked off the field after nearly having out number 3 in his glove, but the ground forcing that ball to pop up and out of the glove and off his face, unfortunately, and it scores 2 San Jose runs, and Hunter Mann, just tough luck, and I don't know if you can explain that one in any sense, just tough luck for Fresno.
So Nick Guile will now lead off and play first base, and exactly what Dominic said, from first to left goes Hinchman, from left to center goes Cruz, so make sure you make those changes in your scorebook. So Guile is now at first base, Cruz to center, Hinchman to left field. And as you said, Guile to first, Cruz to center, Hinchman to left field here in the top of the 7th inning. So now it's Charlie Zaccone, runner at first here with 2 outs. Fresno now trails 5-0. And that was the most unfortunate of plays. And tonight for Fresno, their defense, almost another great play. But this is boding bad for Fresno, because if this ends this way, the Grizzlies will trail by 8 games here in the second half to the San Jose Giants. And Modesto trailing Stockton 8-2, the Grizzlies' next opponent. Inland Empire beating Visalia 5-2, and Lake Elsinore beating Rancho Cucamonga 11-5. As there's a check on Ahuna, who's back safely on the dive. And Charlie Zaccone at the plate, 0-2, a walk and a run, as the Grizzlies trail 5-0. As here's the pitch from Mann outside, count of 1-0.
And it just feels one of those situations where that play of the ball going in and out of Hobson's glove and hitting him in the face kind of sums up Fresno's second half so far this year, a tale of 2 seasons in a way.
As here's the pitch, swung on and missed. The count now at 1-1. Fresno just has a lot of really tough losses this year. And the Grizzlies trying to find a way tonight, now trailing by 5 runs here to San Jose. The Giants with 7 hits and a big 2 RBI single from Ahuna. As here's the pitch outside, 2-2. If Hobson would have made the play, instead of the ground knocking that ball out, there would have been an inning-ending amazing double play or an inning-ending play, and the Grizzlies would not have allowed the two runs to score. As here comes the pitch from the righty-hand man, swung on and foul-tipped, and now, man, a strike away from getting out of this inning without any more damage. Zaccone's had an outstanding second half, has led the charge here for San Jose, but Fresno trying to get him out right here. Again, as we said, a couple defensive changes with Caleb Hobson leaving the game with an injury. As man looks in, here comes the 2-2. And it's a line drive to deep center. Cruz a long way to go. He will not make the play up against the wall. Ahuna's going to score here. It's now 6-0 as Zaccone has a triple. And now the ball is bobbled in the outfield. And Zaccone has an RBI triple. And the floodgates have opened here in the seventh inning. Zaccone continues to bite Fresno. An RBI triple. That scores Ahuna easily. And Cruz, who is now inserted in the center, could not get to that ball quick enough. That is the fourth hit allowed by Mann this inning. All three runs. He has tied what Pacheco allowed over six innings of work. And just like that, San Jose has broken it open with Jack Payton, who has a two-run homer, now at the dish. It's all San Jose now, 6-0. As that's inside, count at 1-0. Mann, who's going to try to eat up a couple innings, now can't even get this third out. So now there's action down in that Fresno bullpen. I believe that's Jake Madden, as that is outside. So now the count at 2-0. Jake Madden in the bullpen, just off the injured list down in the pen. But Fresno trying to get out of this inning. This crowd silenced. The Grizzlies had an opportunity just a couple innings ago, and the Giants have found a way, as that's fouled off. Count now at 2-1. So the Giants in this inning alone, 3 runs on 4 hits. That's what they had over the first 6 innings of the game. It's all San Jose here in the top of the 7th inning. This Grizzlies team has not been able to find a lot of wins here in the second half. Only 1 series win when they swept Modesto here at Chukchansey Park. Besides that, series loss to San Jose, where they lost 5 out of 6. They also lost to Lake Elsinore. There's a check swing, and he did go around. Count now at 2-2. They were also swept by Modesto at their ballpark. So the Grizzlies have suffered 3 series losses here in the second half, an 8-13 overall record. As the 2-2 is inside, count full, 3-2.
And in baseball, we talk about timing being everything in all connotations. And right now, the timing for Fresno to win games, or in this case, unfortunately, lose games, is not meshing up with San Jose winning 11 of their last 15 and 3 consecutive.
As that is outside, 4, and that is a 2-out walk. The inning continues, and you can hear the crowd getting a little bit antsy now, as here comes Cesar Quintas and Steve Solis at the top step of the dugout watching as man will face Quintas, who is 1-for-2, a solo home run and a walk. This Fresno offense, who has been stymied so far, needs to find a way. They have not been able to figure out Shane Rodemaker over his last 2 games. As now, Hunter Mann with runners at the corners here with 2 outs will take on Quintas. 8th batter this inning. Here comes the pitch. And that is low. 1-0. Experience the ultimate party at Chukchansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChukchanseyGold.com. As here's a ground ball to second, Mendez picks it up over to first in time, and that ends the horrific inning as the Fresno Grizzlies allowed 3 runs. They trail 6-0. Let's head the stretch. We'll talk about Chukchansey Park and Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the seventh inning. It is 6-0 San Jose as Andy Perez will take on Cole Hillier out of the Giants bullpen. As the first pitch to Perez is a called strike. He's 1-for-2. And that ends the line for Shane Rodemaker, who was fantastic. Dominic, what was the final line for Rodemaker tonight?
6 shutout innings of ball is the offering to Perez, is swung on and missed, and it's quickly 0-2. No runs, 4 hits, no walks, 7 punchouts. Another dominant outing for Rodemaker here this season, and continues to be a thorn in the Fresno Grizzlies' side as they trail 6-0 here in the bottom of the seventh.
Here comes the pitch to Perez outside. Count now 1-2. You're in the bottom of the seventh inning as the Grizzlies trying to find something as Cole Hillier out of the San Jose bullpen. As that pitch misses, 2-2. Hillier, the curly hair from the back of his black and orange cap. Hillier is 6'2", 220 pounds, signed as a free agent by the Giants in 2023. Out of Pasadena, California, as Perez stays alive as he batters that pitch foul in the count at 2-2. Cole Hillier, born in December, on December 7th, 2000, so he will be 24 years old this year, as that's a chopper, and that one will land foul, as the base umpire and Larry Pettis saying it goes foul. Count remains at 2-2.
The largest come-from-behind victory from the Grizzlies this year in the seventh inning or later has been by a 2-run deficit. They were trailing 8-6 back on May the 26th against Visalia and 2-0 May 30th at San Jose. So looking to do some damage here, trailing 6.
As that's inside, 3-2, and all it takes is one batter at a time. We have said that on the air so many times this year, and the Grizzlies, if they can get their leadoff man on, maybe some good juju. As here comes the 3-2, and it is a foul ball from Perez as he stays alive. So 3-2.
Perez 1-for-2 on the night, had a single back in the fourth inning to right field. That was the only hit of that frame, and it's been little hits here and there, but nothing culminated together for runs.
As here's a little blooper down the left field line, and that ball is down, a base hit, as Perez will stop at first. The third baseman, Zaccone, almost made an outstanding play. Instead, it's a leadoff single for Fresno, and their fifth hit of the evening.
Something finally falls in the Fresno direction, and for multi-hit games this year, that is Andy Perez's 29th total multi-hit game of the year, his 24th two-hit game, and it starts off the seventh inning in the right direction as the designated hitter, Brad Cumbis, will step to the plate, who has plenty of pop in that bat of his, and I've seen him hit a home run last week in Lake Elsinore a long, long way.
As here's a fly ball, that's out to center field, but playable for Cassiani, who makes the catch. That's the first out of the inning, as it brings up right fielder Felix Tena. And the Grizzlies so far not been able to do much after a single from Perez. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancy. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChancyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chukchansi Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. Here's the pitch to Tenna. That's a fly ball out to center. Racing back is the center fielder Cassiani. Just shy of the warning track will make the second play. And again, the Grizzlies, a lot of outs right to a fielder. As it brings up the left fielder now in Jason Hinchman, who's 0 for 2. We thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh inning. As the Grizzlies trying to find a way on the offensive side of things, it's been a tough go. Fresno's allowed 5 runs over the last 2 innings. It's been very similar as what we saw at Excite Ballpark a few weeks ago. As there's a called strike count at 0-1 where Fresno had some life, found some opportunities, but the Giants late being able to show their offense against the Grizzlies. As the Grizzlies lost 5 out of 6 at Excite Ballpark a couple weeks ago as Hinchman fouls it off. Count now at no balls and 2 strikes. Runner first with 2 outs, 6-0 San Jose here in the bottom of the 7th inning.
And it's a tough spot right now looking to rally. You get the leadoff base hit, but 2 extremely loud outs to deep center field, and Hinchman's got to find a way to keep this train rolling.
As he fouls off another one, count remains at no balls, 2 strikes, and the fan making the catch. What a play over there in the Kodiak Club.
I hate to break it to you, I thought my dad was going to attempt to make a grab right there. 2 rows above my parents that are sitting in the Kodiak Club. My dad wanted it. My mom was like, get it away from me immediately, I guarantee it.
Here comes the 0-2 to Hinchman, and he flies one again foul towards the Kodiak Club. And another play not made this time by the fan, as the count remains at no balls and 2 strikes.
You nearly had 2 great catches over at the Kodiak Club on the first base side, as Hinchman trying to keep himself alive down in the count 0-2.
Here's the pitch, and it's just outside the count at 1-2. That pitch has not been called all night. Great strike zone overall for Theo Arndt tonight. The new umpires here in the California League. First time we've seen this pair in Larry Pettis and Theo Arndt. As here's the 1-2, and it is a foul ball off of Hinchman, and the count stays the same. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies still 7 outs to play with, but they need their offense to go right now. This Fresno team has already lost center fielder Caleb Hobson due to an injury. I think they're just making sure that he is okay after the ball hit off his face. As here comes the 1-2 to Hinchman, and it's inside, and the count at 2-2. Great job by Hinchman to lay off the breaking ball from Hillier.
This is the first time tonight in all of Jason Hinchman's at-bats he's been very patient at the plate and has seen the ball the best, and especially after Rodemaker had 6 shutout frames, seeing a new one in Cole Hillier.
As that's called strike 3, and that will end the inning. Hillier a clean 7th. Let's head to the 8th. The Grizzlies trail 6-0. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Giants 6-0 here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park as Jake Madden takes over on the bump for Hunter Mann after Mann works one inning. Now Jake Madden, as here comes his first pitch, and it's a line drive, a broken bat, base hit into left field. And now Schlager looking for two, and he will stop as he rounds first base, and Mendez, the fake throw over to first, and Schlager now one for four as he has a leadoff single. For San Jose, their ninth hit overall. It brings up Ramon Peralta, who is one for three, a single, and a run. Hummus Republic voted Fresno's best Mediterranean restaurant with two locations in Fresno, one right here in downtown Fresno at 2424 Tulare Street. As here comes a pitch from Madden, and a ground ball foul counted 0-1, and another that just opened up on Palmanis next to GB3. Hummus Republic Fresno, modern Mediterranean food, pitas, bowls, wraps, two Fresno locations. Find them at Instagram, on Facebook, at Hummus Republic Fresno. As here comes the 0-1 from Madden, and that is outside, 1-1. And we thank Hummus Republic for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. And again, we thank Hummus Republic, tonight's press box food. As here comes the pitch from Madden, and it's a foul ball, a double foul ball, went off the back of the bat of the hitter in Ramon Peralta in the count at 1-2.
As Peralta kind of just looked at his bat like, did you really just do that? Did you keep us entertained here? But Jake Madden on the bump, 12 appearances out of the pen this year, 1-0 record with a 2.89 ERA with 12 strikeouts this year. Good numbers from the right-hander.
As here comes the pitch, and it is a fly ball out to center. Cruz is there. He will go back, and he will make the play for the out. So that's the first out of the inning. It goes F8, and it's great to have Jake Madden back off the injured list from shoulder inflammation. Came off the injured list today as Michael Persecki was promoted to High A Spokane. Jake Madden, a couple weeks on the injury list, but he is back and ready to go. He has a clean cut and everything. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Madden as he looks back the runner. And it's in the dirt, count at 1-0. Jake Madden, he is listed at 6'6", 185 pounds. Madden is 22 years old from Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. Part of a trade at the trade deadline last year from the Angels in 2023. As here comes the 1-0 towards Justin Bench, who's 2-for-3. And Bench, a line drive into left field. Long run from Hinchman, and he makes the play near the line for the second out. It goes L7, second time Bench has lined out to the left fielder. And it brings up Estelin Cassiani.
And speaking of that trade, it's almost been about a year since Jake Madden got traded from the Angels to the Rockies in a deal that sent C.J. Cron and Randall Grichuk to the Angels. But he was 2-6 with a 5.46 ERA in 14 starts with the Inland Empire 66ers, where he was traded right here at Chuck Chansey Park. He finished the year in 6 starts, an 0-2 record, and an over 7 ERA as that one is grounded over to Perez. Across the diamond at first, Guile keeps the foot on the bag, and that will end the frame after the leadoff single, 3 consecutive outs as we get ready for the bottom of the 8th.
We'll be back here at Chuck Chansey Park. We'll be back 6-0 San Jose.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong.
how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the eighth inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Giants lead the Grizzlies 6-0. Fresno just 5 hits as Darius Perry, who's 0-for-2, will stride to the plate. As the Grizzlies offense trying to get going. They had 9 hits on Sunday in the win over Lake Elsinore. Tonight, just 5 singles for Fresno. As the first pitch from Hillier is outside, count of 1 ball, no strikes. It'll be 8-9-1 as the Grizzlies trying to find a way. They're dressed as the Lowriders de Fresno. Lowriders de Fresno weekend. As here comes the pitch, and Perry, a high pop-up, drifting in foul territory. Playable for Payton as he watches it now go foul. The count now 1-1 here in the bottom of the eighth. And Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As here comes the pitch, and it's a called strike. Count at 1-2. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As Perry swing and a miss on an elevated fastball. Second strikeout now for Hillier. First out of the inning as it brings up center fielder Fadrio Cruz. As the Grizzlies trail 6-0 here in the bottom of the eighth. Again, a big thank you to Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. Bring your best ideas to life. As Dominic Lorenz in the booth, I'm Stephen Rice. Glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball. As the bat boy going to go get a ball that got away from the bullpen. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Dominic, so far the Grizzlies trying to find something on offense as that pitch is low. Count of 1 ball and no strikes.
The offense has been all for the black and orange of the San Jose Giants. 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the visitors. No runs, 5 hits, 1 error for the Lowriders as the next offering will be fouled right back to the cage. But it's a great way, regardless, to spend a Friday night, spend weekend here with you. For me, my parents were in town enjoying Chuck Chancy Park for the first time, and us and 4,935 of our closest friends.
As that swung on and missed by Cruz, count now 1-2. Tonight's attendance, 4,935, 4,935. Nice crowd here to start Lowriders weekend. As here comes the pitch, and a ground ball, second baseman in bench makes the play. That's the second out. It goes 4-3, and it brings up Nick Guile for the first time tonight. He was a defensive replacement for Caleb Hobson, and it is Nick Guile, number 22. Guile was a defensive replacement after Hobson left the game with an injury, as Guile will take a called strike. Count it 0-1. Fresno only has 3 options on their bench. Nick Guile. They also have backup catcher Ben McCabe and infielder Tevin Tucker. As that swung on and missed. And the count now at 1 ball, or no balls and 2 strikes. Nick Guile has been an up and down year for the Illinois State product.
33 games, a 188 average, a home run, and 8 RBIs to his credit in the Fresno infield this season.
As the pitch is inside, count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guile started a great series against San Jose a few weeks ago where he had a couple big hits and a couple big wins against this Giants squad. As the 1-2 is a ground ball, and this is into left field, past the third baseman Zaccone, and past the shortstop in Peralta, who looked like he overran the ball, and it's a two-out single for Nick Guile.
And it was in a good spot right there. It was a kind of in-between hops on a chopper into the left side. It looked like, we'll look on replay here, if it deflected off the third baseman's glove or not, as Guile gets on base with two outs, and based on the replay, it did indeed deflect off Zaccone's glove on the third base side. One on, two out now for Mendez.
Mendez 0 for 3. Two outs, runner at first as the Grizzlies trail 6-0. Here's the pitch to Mendez, and he fouls it off. And the count in no balls in one strike. Action down in that Grizzlies bullpen. It is number 10, Eduardo Fernandez, getting loose as the Grizzlies have allowed 6 runs on 9 hits. Fresno, 6 hits, all singles, as that is a swing and a miss. Count now at 0-2. Nick Guile, the 6th single for Fresno tonight. The Grizzlies, one stat that has been very popular for them is their extra base stats. And tonight, no extra base hits. Fresno has an extra base hit in 36 straight games, as that's low. Count of 1-2. And a guy who had a lot of extra base hits the last time these two teams tangled was Luis Mendez. Mendez had a double and 2 home runs in a game against the San Jose Giants. Here's the pitch to Mendez, and he lines one, and it is caught by the shortstop Peralta, who leapt high and made the play, and that will end the inning. That is how it's been for Fresno tonight as we head to the 9th, 6-0 San Jose. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines.
Top of the 9th inning, 6-0 San Jose leads Fresno here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Lizbel Diaz up for the 5th time, 0-4, takes on Eduardo Fernandez. As here's a line drive into center field. Cruz coming in, and he can't make the play. A leadoff single for Diaz, his first hit tonight. And Fernandez starts his evening with a base hit, and that's now 10 hits for San Jose with Maui Ahuna striding to the plate. A 2-RBI single and a run his last time at the dish as the Grizzlies trail 6-0. I'm Stephen Rice alongside Dominic Lorenz. Glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball. Dominic, we need a win from you.
I don't know what's going on. We took 3 of 4 when I visited in the booth in Inland Empire early in May, and the tables have turned if that one misses outside to Ahuna, and it's 1-0, losing 4 of 5 while I was there in Lake Elsinore. A not great start here tonight, but still time to rally, and still 2 more games this weekend as well.
As that pitch runs outside, two balls and no strikes. The Grizzlies lost 4 out of 6 to Lake Elsinore before the All-Star break, and so far the offense has been stymied tonight. Just 6 singles, luckily 3, 4, 5 due up in the 9th inning. As that pitch is inside, 3 balls and no strikes from Wardo Fernandez. Control's been an issue for Fernandez this year. When he's thrown strikes, good things have happened. As the right-hander looks in, here comes the pitch, and it's outside, ball 4. So now runners at first and second with no outs. We've seen the wheels come off here for the Lowriders. Fourth walk overall for Fresno, as it's Charlie Zaccone. Zaccone, a big RBI triple, he also has a walk and a run, will come to the plate. A mound visit now between Perry Fernandez and Perez. Chancey Gold has given away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed only at Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the 9th. As the Grizzlies trail 6-0, glad you could join us. A big thank you to Virch for putting on tonight's broadcast as well. A big thank you for all you fans at home tuning in at StreamGuysFresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. As there is a foul ball count at 0-1. A big thank you to the 4,935 fans here tonight for Friday Night Baseball. They will be accompanied by fireworks following the conclusion of tonight's game. Also, stay tuned for tonight's post-game show. Dominic and I will wrap up tonight's contest and give you what to expect tomorrow in Game 2 of 3. Here comes the pitch from Fernandez. And a foul ball quickly, no balls, 2 strikes. Zaccone was right on that fastball from Fernandez that can reach the upper 90s from the right-hander Fernandez. 6'1", 168 pounds, 23 years old from Maracay, Venezuela. Fernandez dominated down in the DSL. Good numbers in the ACL, but a little bit of a different story here with Fresno. The right-hander's had a couple really tough outings, but when he's been on, it's very tough to hit the righty. As here comes the 0-2 to Zaccone from Fernandez. Looks back, the runners, the pitch, and a ground ball foul, and the count stays the same.
And in the instance of Wardo Fernandez, you have to remember a little bit that the California League, just like the Pacific Coast League at the AAA level, hitter-friendly ballparks, hitter-friendly league. So pitchers have to find a way to navigate around those different parks, those different elements, and especially here in the Central Valley, you're going to have to figure out a way to work around the heat and the ball flying out of the park as well.
Here comes the 0-2 to Zaccone. Zaccone, a big frame at the plate. Here's the pitch from Fernandez, and it's fouled off again. Zaccone right on that fastball. As the Grizzlies in the 9th inning, there's action down that Giants pen. Right-hander Ian Villers down in the pen. As it looks like it'll probably be his 9th inning. As the Grizzlies trying to find a way to score some runs in the bottom of the 9th and secure a win. San Jose has won 7 of the last 8 against your Grizzlies. As the pitch is a broken bat, that bat goes flying into the netting, and the ball is caught by second baseman Luis Mendez. Oh my goodness, that bat splintered and went into the netting as the out is recorded. One away, Zaccone pops up to Mendez.
That bat soaring about halfway up the protective netting above the Fresno Grizzlies dugout, and that's another example why those protective nettings are there. If no netting is in the direction of that bat, you're probably seeing that bat go 5, maybe 6, 7 rows up the first base side.
And now it's Jack Payton, a 2-run homer in the 6th inning. That was really the big dagger in this game so far. So he grounds it to third. It goes foul. Count it 0-1. Runners at first and second with one out. Wardo Fernandez, as you could see, the ball, the amount of movement and speed on it, Zaccone was chopped off with that pitch from the right-hander. Fernandez, as we said, if he throws strikes, very tough to pick up. As here comes the 0-1 to the Louisville product. And it swung on and missed. Count it 0-2. Great slider from Fernandez. Something we don't see very often from the righty.
And what I also like from Wardo at the moment is he's very deceptive. He keeps that ball in that glove as close to the chest and waistline as much as possible. If you're watching on Bally Live, you see it now to the chest, and it's not till the delivery and when it comes just above the head, the batter can see it, and there it is. Down by way of the K, looking goes Peyton, and that deceptiveness works in favor of Wardo Fernandez. Back-to-back outs, one via pop-up. Now, down by way of the K, looking as Cesar Quintas will step to the plate for San Jose.
Fresno only has four strikeouts tonight as a staff. The fewest strikeouts came against these Giants back on June 25th, where they only had three. Fernandez, a big strikeout, eighth game out of the bullpen for Fernandez as Quintas fouls it off. Count it 0-1, and all of a sudden, Fernandez, after that walk to Ahuna, has been able to locate the fastball well, but also the breaking ball has been able to help him get ahead of these hitters.
And it's a little bit of the case of Jekyll and Hyde. You see what happens at the beginning of the inning, a little bit shaky, but finding a way to barrel through it as the inning progresses, as the next offering for Fernandez is grounded softly over to third. Wimmer picks it up, gets it in the hand to first. Guile steps on the base in time for out number three, and a good way to back it up and bounce back from Wardo Fernandez.
We head to the bottom of the ninth, Tom, for a Grizzlies comeback win right after this. Don't go anywhere.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Giants 6-0 here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. Braylon Wimmer will lead things off as the first pitch is outside from the right-hander and Ian Villers out of the San Jose pen. Cole Hillier, two clean innings, two hits, and two Ks from the right-hander. And now, one inning to go, Fresno has 3-4-5. As the pitch is outside, two balls and no strikes from Villers, the right-hander. 6'6", 245 pounds. An eighth-round draft pick in 2021 by the Giants out of Walnut Creek, California. Here's the 2-0. That is a called strike. Count at 2-1. The last time I've seen Walnut Creek listed as a birthplace was actually from former Fresno Grizzly right-hander Colin Kafka, the Oregon product. As the right-hander Villers comes set, here comes his 2-1 offering to Wimmer. And Wimmer, foul tip, count it 2-2. Wimmer 0-3 tonight. A pair of flyouts and a strikeout against the right-hander in Villers. as the Grizzlies need to find a way here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and it is outside. The count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. No walks by San Jose tonight. They have 9 strikeouts as well. Fresno, 4 walks, 4 Ks on their pitching staff. Here's the 3-2, and that's a ground ball to third. And one third baseman grounds out to the other. Zaccone makes the play. It goes 5-3 as here comes shortstop Andy Perez. Perez has been a bright spot for Fresno tonight. 2-for-3, a pair of singles, and the Grizzlies, their extra base streak of 36 games is on the line. Perez, another multi-hit game, leads the team in that category. Perez this year, 29 multi-hit games, looking for his 6th 3-hit game of the year. As here's the pitch, and Perez, a line drive, and that is actually going to be a one bouncer. It actually was a high bouncer, and a one bouncer made by the first baseman Payton. It goes 3 unassisted, 2 outs now for Brad Cumbest.
And besides the 2 hits for Andy Perez tonight, defensively very sound tonight at the shortstop position. Defense has been the key for Fresno tonight. They've been able to stay in the ball game, but unfortunately it's been the long ball and just a couple of bad innings and a bad break in the outfield against Hobson that really busted this game wide open.
2 home runs for San Jose among their 10 hits, as this is the last chance with Brad Cumbest at the plate, and the first pitch is inside. Cumbest 0-for-3 tonight, whereas number 15 on the back of his Lowriders de Fresno jersey will be the Lowriders de Fresno all weekend long. Tomorrow, special food offerings around the ballpark. You've seen it on our social media pages. The Lowriders, as they look delicious. I want to make sure that I can get some into my system tomorrow. 6:50 p.m. tomorrow, then 5:05 on Sunday. A 3-game set here against the San Jose Giants. As here comes the pitch. And a ball to the backstop, 2 balls and a strike as Cumbest checked his swing. San Jose, they lead 6-0 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Fresno just 6 singles tonight. They've not been able to do much overall. 2 hits back in the third inning, but that second hit of the inning ended up being an out at third. As here's the pitch, and it's going to hit Cumbest. A hit by pitch with 2 outs. The fans not liking his Cumbest will head down to first base. I know the crowd is unhappy because of the limited runs, but Brad Cumbest was hit by a breaking ball that did not break, as it brings up Felix Tena, who's 1-for-3.
I'm pretty sure for Brad Cumbest in his sporting career, that's not the hardest hit that he's taken against his body as a 2-athlete star at Mississippi State baseball and football. So he's taken a couple hard licks in his time, and for a breaking ball, I take that over a fastball, but still a bruiser either way.
As that pitch is low to 10, a count of 1 ball, no strikes. Cumbest, though, did battle a lower back injury last year that knocked him out for the season. So it's still not a fun spot to get hit with no matter what. As here comes the 1-0 to Tena, and a swing and a miss at a ball he probably did not want to swing at. The count at 1-1.
Villers, a 2-1 record, a 4.21 ERA in 17 games out of the pen, which includes 2 starting roles in his 2024 campaign.
As here comes the 1-1 to Tena, and it is inside. We've not seen Villers this year as he's been between a couple levels for San Jose, but helping out this bullpen, who's now back to 30 total players on their roster. They had 13 total pitchers for a very long time, as there's a foul ball count now at 2-2. But this San Jose team, 15-6 here in the second half, they have come out looking to win the second half and reach the postseason. Fresno needs to find a way. If they can't win tonight, the next 2 nights are must wins for your Grizzlies. I know it's weird to say that in July, but with the limited amount of games left against San Jose, the Grizzlies have to play in their best ways. That swung on a miss, and that will do it tonight as the Giants shut out the Grizzlies 6-0. Fresno, their offense has been very quiet over the past couple of weeks. We will be back with a postgame show right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com. There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooper.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for the post-game show wrap-up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies fall to the San Jose Giants by a final score of 6-0. The Grizzlies shut out here at Chuck Chancey Park to open up after the All-Star break. San Jose improves to 16-6 in the second half, 53-34 overall. Fresno needed tonight. They fall to 8-14 in the second half. now 46-41 overall. San Jose, 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 8 left on base. Fresno, no runs, 6 hits, 1 error, 6 left on base. Winning pitcher is Shane Rodemaker, now 7-2. And the loss to Albert Pacheco, 3-4. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 5 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 4,935 as I bring in Dominic Lorenz as fireworks getting ready here for Friday Night Baseball, but the Grizzlies did not see any fireworks on offense. Let's go through tonight's scoring plays all from San Jose.
It's tough tonight as Albert Pacheco was on the bump to begin this game, but it was the power stroke for the San Jose Giants that got things going. Cesar Quintas's 8th home run of the year in the second to make it 1-0 San Jose. Jack Payton would pick up his first of 2024 with a 2-run blast in the top of the 6th, and then the wheels fell off in the top of the 7th inning as Maui Ahuna, a 2-run single in a center. That was the play where Caleb Hobson had made the diving grab, but when he landed face first onto the ground, glove went first. The ground popped the ball out of the glove, and unfortunately, it went against Fresno. Somehow, even the ground didn't want to work with Fresno tonight. 2 runs scored, and then Charlie Zaccone's RBI triple to make it 6-0. That was the scoring tonight for San Jose. They were 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position and left 8 runners on base. On the opposite side for the Fresno Grizzlies, no at-bats at all tonight with a runner in scoring position, and they left a grand total of 6 runners on base. Tough way to go around this case. Albert Pacheco, 6 innings, 3 runs, all of them earned on 4 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. It's still listed as a quality start, even though the offense were unable to make it work in that case scenario. Then there was Hunter Mann, who had a struggle 7th inning, giving up 3 runs on 4 hits, but the back end of the bullpen was a bright spot tonight for the Fresno Grizzlies. Jake Madden returning from the injured list with a shutout inning in the 8th, and Wardo Fernandez, after giving up a single and a walk, was able to get a strikeout and have a clean 9th inning. So overall, Fresno with the tough loss, 6-0 tonight. This is San Jose's 7th shutout of the 2024 season, and the biggest stat that's a tough pill to swallow for the Grizzlies. Their 36 game streak of extra bases in a game comes to a conclusion here tonight.
Just 6 hits, 2 of them from Andy Perez. Another multi-hit game for the youngster out of Cuba. Nick Guile 1-for-1 after his lone at-bat in the 8th inning. For San Jose, they had 10 hits overall. They had 2 home runs and a big triple from Zaccone, scoring 4 of their runs. And as we mentioned, a great start from Rodemaker and Pacheco, both going 6 innings. Rodemaker, a scoreless outing, 4 hits, 7 Ks. Hillier, Villers, 3 scoreless innings to finish off the game. They had 3 punchouts to give, double-digit Ks for San Jose. So the Grizzlies and the Giants back at it again tomorrow. The Lowriders de Fresno weekend continues in game 2 of 3. A great pitching matchup for Fresno. They give the ball to right-hander Brian Perez, a 3-3 record, a 4.70 ERA. San Jose gives the ball to their lefty sensation, Esmerlin Vinicio, a 5-0 record, a 3.93 ERA. Vinicio, since becoming a starter, has been outstanding for the Giants. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch, pregame show at 6:35, and we hope you can join both Dominic and I on the cast tomorrow. We'll be on ESPN Radio tomorrow as well, as the Grizzlies look to get back on track as they fall tonight by a final score of 6-0. A big thank you to Virgin, all of our partners as well. For you, the fans, thanks for listening on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice alongside Dominic Lorenz. Have a blessed rest of your Friday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.